And amen. Once again, welcome to Tylertown Church. We are a part of the Living Hope family. One family, multiple locations. Have a location at Sango, and then our location here at Tylertown. So glad that you're here with us. My name is Irvin Walsh. We'll serve as the campus pastor here. And as you saw by that recap video, had a lot happen in 2021, a lot go on. And man, to God be the glory for that. This morning, things are going to be a little different, right? As this is our State of the Church address, where we'll reflect on this past year, right? As a church in large between both campuses, and then look forward to what's ahead in 2022. So talk about some vision pieces and do some introductions of staff and deacons and trustees and all of that. But Brother Ed, like I told him at 9 o'clock, even though this is a little different time, right, I can't help but to preach a little bit. So Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 20 is where we're going to be. If you got a Bible, turn there. And then we'll jump into celebrating what all God's done this this last year. Ephesians chapter 3, we're going to read verses 20 and 21, but really the passage here starts in verse 14. The Apostle Paul is voicing a prayer on behalf of the Ephesian Christians there, a prayer for strength. Prayer for guidance and wisdom, right? Prayer for them to continue to be the followers of Jesus that God has called for them to be, right? But he ends this prayer with really a benediction, a doxology, if you will, a praise, right, to the only one who's worthy of praise. And so verses 20 and 21, I'm going to read it together, and you can read along. If you don't have a Bible, the verses are on the screen there. But this is what it says. It says this. Now to him, talking about the Lord, who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. As we get ready to reflect on all the great things that have happened in 2021 in the life of the church, I want us to first recognize, right, and focus on the one to whom all the credit is due. Amen. His name is the Lord, man, to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ever ask or think. By the way, not just in the church, but in your life, too. Amen. Right. Some of you may be thinking, man, this is, you know, 2021 hadn't really been a year worth celebrating because of all the stuff that's taken place in your life. Well, I got news for you. You can't celebrate because you're here now. Amen. You made it to 2022. And so praise God for that. And to him be the glory for that. Him be the glory for that. And so before we celebrate, right, all that God has done, right now he's used Living Hope and Large between both of our campuses, right, to be a light in this community, man. Let's first remember. Man, all glory and praise belongs to him and him alone. And so with that being said, we're going to walk through some slides. You'll see them on the screen here. But we're going to walk through some slides really celebrating, first off, all that God has done in 2021. And so the first piece of info I want us to celebrate this morning, right, the State of the Church address, is this. Man, because of your giving, we were able to give thousands of meals and dollars to help our community coming out of COVID. Thousands of meals and dollars, man. So many people that were suffering because of COVID, losing their jobs, right? The folks struggling financially. Man, because of your giving and generosity, we were able to bless them, man. Give thousands of meals and dollars to help those folks. The next slide you'll see here is this, right? We love our city, especially our school system. Man, we love serving our school system and love serving our teachers. And because of your giving, right, we were able to bless hundreds of teachers, administrators, and students in our public schools with meals, school supplies, and other support. Man, praise be to God for that. We were able to bless our community and our school system. Here at Tylertown in particular, right, we were able to help bless some of the Northside schools that were close to us. Right, we were able to serve and bless West Creek, the West Creek schools. We were able to serve and bless Northeast Elementary, right up the road here. Able to serve and bless Barker's Mill Elementary, right, just further down Tiny Town. And then Oakland Elementary as well, we're able to serve and bless them there. And so, man, praise be to God for that. We're able to give, you know, a breath of fresh air, if you will, to our teachers in our school system this past year. A third slide you see on the screen is this, right? Because of your giving and generosity, man, we gave over $140,000 to our mission partners to help them coming out of this pandemic. Right, the pandemic obviously was tough for everybody, but it was especially tough for some of our mission partners, folks that are overseas, right, that are still wrestling with shutdown, not being able to do much, folks all around the country here. But because of your generosity, man, we were able to give over $140,000, man. So praise be to God for that. Next slide, man. This one gets me fired up. You know, we talked about being able to serve our community, love our community, and provide for a family in need. Listen, because of your generosity, man, we were able to invest over $50,000 in a Habitat house for a single mom in this community. Miss Cheyenne, man, and her son, Drazen, man, we were able to build a Habitat house for them. And by the way, we're looking to do that one a year for the next 3 years as a part of our all-in vision piece. And so, man, praise be to God for that. Giving hope. By the way, that's what it's about, giving hope, man. And because of your generosity, we were able to do that. Next slide. Hey, this year, I don't know if you know this or not, but thousands of people, man, were able to engage in online worship from places all across the world. And so I want to give a quick, you know, shout out to some of our tech team crew. Brother Matthew Alexander, he's sitting right there, man. Hey, thankful for you, brother, and your work and service. We got the fellas in the back, Brother Jeremy Daniel, Todd Woolwin, Travis Easterday. Man, they make, you know, our online content go here at Tallatown, and we're thankful for them. And I don't know if you know this or not, but here's a preaching moment. I'll go ahead and step in here. You know, let me go ahead and throw in a little preaching here. Back when COVID hit, right? I mean, churches were shut down, right? Doors were shut down for a while, you know, and it seemed like, man, hope was real dim. Hey, but what the enemy tried to use for evil, Brother Ed, man, God meant for good. Yeah. Hey, we were able to enhance our online, you know, worship and be able to get the message literally all across the globe. I know folks, man, that are across the pond. Men are able to hear the gospel every single week. You know, I got family that are across the pond that tune in and live and watch. Man, they're able to hear the gospel every, you know, all week. And so, man, what they do is important, and we're thankful for the guys that serve in this area. But, man, praise be to God for, you know, being able to see, man, thousands of people engage in online worship. Now, the goal at the end of the day, right, folks that are here in the community to come and worship, right? Nothing can be substituted for, right, the public gathering, right, of us gathering together in corporate worship. Man, but praise be to God, man, for folks being able to hear the gospel during this this season. So that's the next slide you see here. Speaking to our discipleship ministry here, man, praise be to God. We've had dozens, right, of new families jump into family groups here at Tallatown. Maybe you're here and you can give testimony to that. You've jumped into one of our family groups that meet all across town all during the week, man, and you've been a product of, man, that blessing. Of being able to jump in and find community. Here's the thing about family groups. We say this all the time. Family groups, right, are where your faith become your family. Right, obviously, man, hey, we are called to spend time with God, man. We need that alone time with Him. Our walk with God is personal, but it wasn't meant to be private. We need to be in relationship, man, and community with one another as fellow brothers and sisters. We need each other. And so praise be to God for the families that have jumped in, right, and been a part of that and have found joy in the midst of their family group. So we want to celebrate that. I know we've got several family group leaders in the room right now. R.J. Valdivia is one of them right here. R.J., why don't you raise your hand? He leads a family group. Brother Ed Myers, Ed and Phyllis Myers here. They lead one. Cody and Taylor Clark right here lead one. I'm trying to see if there's anybody else in here. We had a few that came at 9 o'clock. We've got a few groups that meet at 9 o'clock. But, man, praise be to God that we've had folks jump in and plug into a group. So next slide, right, on this vein of discipleship ministry, we've seen dozens of men and women experience love and life change through our men's and women's ministries here. Now, at Tallatown, we're looking to continue to grow those and ultimately move to weekly, gatherings of some sort, still working through all that. But for now, we've had a few monthly gatherings that have taken place. We had a few take place in 2021. And, man, they've been fruitful. Community has been started. Friendships have been made. The word was taught, man. Bread was broken, right? It was a good family type atmosphere. So we praise God for that, folks that have experienced fruit from those gatherings. So, man, praise be to God there.
Next slide.
You'll see here, for the first time in the history of Living Hope, in large, across both locations, close to $2 million, has been given this past year, man. So praise be to God for that, man. Hey, again, praise God for your generosity. Giving towards, right, building God's kingdom, giving towards investment in eternity. Man, giving towards life change, man. Praise God for that. And then this last slide here you see is this. Tyler Town specifically, man, this last year, praise be to God, we've ran and averaged over 250 in worship. Man, we've been able to baptize 32 people. We were able to baptize 32 people just last year alone, man. Praise be to God for that. Amen. Amen. And by the way, right, man, for those folks that profess Christ as Lord and you know, made their faith public, it's just the beginning for them and their relationship with God. It's not the end. Them getting dunked in the water wasn't the end. It's just the beginning. And so we're excited to see how God continues to move in their life and grow them in the grace and knowledge of Him moving forward. And so, man, we praise God for all that He's done at Tyler Town. With that being said, why don't you keep your attention on the screen and watch this this short video here of all that God's done at Tyler Town. Give the Lord, yeah, hand clap of praise, man, for all He did this past year here at Tyler Town, man. Praise God. You probably saw one of your photos up there, one of the photos of your kids, man, and so we rejoice in that, man. The Lord is good, and as I've said before, you know, friends, hey, He's just getting started here, and so super excited for the days, weeks, and months ahead here. And so with that being said, going back to the slides here, the next slide you'll see 71 total baptisms across both campuses in 2021. Sango baptized in 39. And so, man, hey, that speaks to life change. Man, God is at work. He's at work. And so super excited, again, for what He's going to do in 2022. So with that being said, I want to transition now to giving some introductions. Some of you may be new. This may be your first week here at Tyler Town. For some of you, might have been here for a little while, but you haven't come to a Discover Hope, and so you don't know, you know, who does what, and, you know, who some of the staff is, some of the other lay leaders are. And so I want to go ahead now and transition to a time of giving some introductions, right, first starting out with our staff. You see the staff there up top, our lead pastor, Derek Smith. He preaches primarily at our Sango location, but he's lead pastor overseas, Living Hope in large there. And then you see the rest of the staff names, myself, Irvin Wass will serve as the campus pastor here. Megan Norman. Is Miss Megan in the room? Miss Megan Norman. She's our children's ministry. She's in the back there. Those of you who have kids, you've ran into her. You've seen her. Does an awesome job here. Thankful for her and her ministry. And then Brother Cody Clark, Brother Cody, and his wife Taylor, right there. Cody, he serves our operations minister. He oversees students, oversees day-to-day operations. Wears a few different hats for us here. And thankful for him and his ministry here as well. And so, next name there you see is Chris Crow, Brother Chris Crow and his wife Autumn right there. Brother Chris, he's led for us some here at Tylertown, but today was officially his first day as the Tylertown worship leader. So, man, thankful for that. Tylertown worship minister. Brother Justin Tucker, right, he's our worship pastor right across, you know, all campuses. He'll make his way back here time and again, but Chris is going to be a mainstay here. And so we're thankful to have him and Autumn here serving. Thankful for you, brother. I'm glad that you're part of the team. And then you see the last two names there, Miss Liz Haugen. She's in the back there. Miss Liz, she serves as our communications director. So all the awesome social media posts you see, you know, emails that you get, they're from her. And so thankful for her and her ministry here and her service at Tylertown. And then Wayne, her husband. Is Wayne in the room? There he is, Brother Wayne. So Wayne serves as our facilities director at our Sango location. But him and Liz are plugged in. Their family's plugged in here at Tylertown. So we had to give you a shout-out, brother. Had to let you know. Had to let them know, man, what you do. So that's our staff, man. Thankful. We got a great team here. Got a great team. We really are a team. You know, working together, man, to do God's work. And so, man, thankful for all of them. The next list you'll see, the next slide, right, are trustees. So those of you who may be new with us, right, really our church polity, our governance is this. We are pastor and staff led, trustee supported, and deacon served. That's our terminology there. So these trustees are lay leadership body, right, that help us make big decisions pertaining to the life of the church. They represent the lay leadership in that, right, to help keep checks and balances. But you see some of the names there. Kevin Newell, Elaine Best, Dan Dickerson, Jessica Clark, Ross Rawlings Sr., Janice Thompson, and Ed Myers. Those first six names you may not recognize because they're at Sango. Those are our Sango trustees. They're at Sango. And then Brother Ed Myers is actually sitting here, Brother Ed. He's raising his hand right there. He is our Tylertown trustee. And so he's in all the meetings there. And so thankful for them. And again, they are, you know, our decision body, another one of our decision bodies here. So thankful for them. If you have any questions, right, as we talk about all in, you know, vision pieces, next steps, feel free to find, you know, one of our staff, you know, or find Brother Ed Myers, and we can help assist you there. And so next slide you see now are our deacons. We want to introduce our deacons. We had a few come at our 9 o'clock service, but we've got a few that are here now. Benjamin Scott, he and his wife Morgan, they came at 9 o'clock this morning. Ben, he leads a family group for us, and also has preached some on Sundays for us, but he's one of our deacons. RJ Valdivia, RJ, who's here in the front row here. RJ and his wife Daisy, they're here. RJ serves as one of our deacons. He leads a family group for us as well. And so thankful for him and his family. Brother Rick Bradley, who's our chairman of deacons, he and Karen are not here today, but he's here most Sundays. You'll see him. He's our chairman of deacons. And then Ross Rawlings Jr., Brother Ross Rawlings Jr., he's in the back there. He serves as one of our deacons as well. And so thankful for these men and their service. Again, those of you, you know, over time, there's a great picture of them right there. Have any questions, again, pertaining to you know, life of the church, you know, ways to serve, man, find one of these men and they'll get you connected. So thankful for them. Well, transitioning on now, we talked about our different leaders. What do these leaders do, right? What are their functioning roles, right? I think it's important for us to know moving forward, kind of who does what, you know, and what's the purpose for some of these roles. You see here, you'll see in the first slide, the pastors, right? So I told this to the 9 o'clock service. Best way to describe it is, you know, the pastors, they do the five P's. You know, we're Baptists, so we have to alliterate somehow, some way, easy way to remember. The five P's, right, for pastors. You know, prayer, preaching, pastoral ministry, programs, and personnel. So we oversee all five of those particular areas within the life of the church. The next slide, the trustees. What do trustees do? They are the B's. They're the B's. They focus on budgets, buildings, and bylaws. Those are their, you know, main focuses. there. You know, as we look to continue to expand, right, look to build our building here at Tylertown, right, they're in on those conversations. If we look to make a shift in our constitution and bylaws, they're in on those conversations. And then budget, you know, our annual budget, they're in on those conversations every single year as well, affirming the budget. And then lastly, the deacons. They are the S's. These are what the deacons do, the three S's. Service, right, they serve, they shepherd, and they share Christ. Those are the three S's, man. Deacons, they serve, they shepherd, and they share Christ. And so, so thankful for them. If you have any other questions pertaining to those different roles, just come let me know. I'd, you know, have a conversation with you. But that's essentially what the roles of the different ministry offices are there. So with that being said, let's transition now into who we are and then kind of talk about, you know, future vision stuff for 2022. What's ahead? What God has for us ahead. Which, by the way, I told this to the 9 o'clock service, but I'm thankful to be a part of a church body that's actually doing something, going somewhere. Amen. We're actually moving, you know, going in a direction. So super excited to highlight, you know, what's ahead. But before we do that, who are we? Who are we? What's our purpose? Man, our purpose is to love God, right, and love people. Loving God and loving people. Simple as that. That's why we exist, to love God and to love people. We get that straight from the scripture. Matthew chapter 22, Jesus talks about that. Love the Lord your God with everything you have. And then, hey, likewise, love your neighbor as yourself. Here's a preaching moment here, Brother Chris. Let me go ahead and step into this. I'll throw this in for no charge. By the way, you can't do one without doing the other. Amen. You can't say that you love God and not love people. You can't say that you love people without loving the Lord. And so, man, this is a both and. This is a both and. And for us, man, as folk, as believers, right, that is our call. Man, to love God and to love people. Love God and love people. And that's why we exist. That's why we exist here at Tylertown. Loving God and loving people. And then our mission, you see our mission down there is to give hope and to make disciples. That's what we're about, giving hope to this world and making disciples, man. Hey, here's the thing. We know this to be true. I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it again. Folks don't really care about what you know until they know how much you care. That's the reality. You could probably see that in your own life, right? I mean, folks don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care. And so for us, what that looks like is stepping into the needs, man, of our culture, stepping into the needs of our community and giving the hope of Jesus to them. Right? And with that, sharing the greatest news ever, right? That, hey, man, this Jesus that I'm serving you for, this Jesus who I come in the name of, man, hey, he wants to know you as well. He wants you to know him. And sharing the good news, right? That's the making the disciples part. And so, man, our purpose, loving God, loving people, and our mission is to give hope and make disciples. Next slide. What do we value? What do we value as a church community? Man, what's our value? You see the value statements there. Here's what we value. Number one, we value Christ above all. Christ above all, man. Hey, here at Tylertown, hey, we're gonna uplift the name of Jesus. We're gonna lift up his name. We're gonna lift up his name in worship. We're gonna lift up his name in preaching. We're gonna lift up his name, man, in community with others. Man, Jesus, by the way, Jesus, man, his name is the only name, man, that it's important at the end of the day. And so we want to lift up his name. Lift up his name and glorify him. Christ above all. Secondly, we see the Bible, right, as our foundation. Bible's our foundation, man. This is our source, man. And so we're going to preach from it, man. We're going to teach from it. That's who we are. That's what we're about. Bible's our foundation. Thirdly, we see worship as our expression. I told this at the 9 o'clock, and I'll say it again here, man. Hey, for all that Jesus Christ has done in our life, man, how can we not choose to praise him? Not choose to praise. And so, man, hey, we're a people that are going to worship. We're going to worship. And obviously, man, that's dependent upon you, right, and your walk with God. Some folks, man, they raise their hands. Some folks sing loudly. Some folks, man, they, you know, are down on their knees, right, and in humble adoration. I mean, it just that the posture, right, is on you. But at the end of the day, man, you got to know that we worship here. We worship. It's our expression. Fourthly is this, man, we are people that view prayer, right, as important, man. We pray at all times. Pray at all times. We understand that prayer is the work. By the way, Christian, the most important thing you can do, right, as a child of God, man, is pray. It's pray. It's run to the Lord in prayer. Man, most important thing you can do in your walk with him. And so, man, we are folks that pray at all times. Man, we know that God can do more in a moment than we can do in a lifetime. The fifth expression that we see here, man, we value giving as a blessing. hey, giving is not some duty that we have to do, right? Giving is something that we get to do. James 1 tells us that because of what every good and perfect gift comes from above, because everything that we have, everything that we possess is the Lord's. And so, man, our response ought to be to choose to give back to Him as an expression of our worship. Man, giving is not a duty, man. It's a delight. It's a joy. It's a joy. Man, to be able to invest in what matters, to be able to invest in eternity. And so, man, giving is a blessing. We value giving as a blessing. Sixth, we value serving as a way of life. Here it is. Serving is not just something that, you know, we just do by happenstance. No. Because we know Jesus, right, because we have a relationship with Him, man, our life is no longer about ourselves. It's about lifting up His name and serving others. And so service is a way of life. It's a way of life. It's who we are. It's not just what we do, it's who we are. Serving, we value serving as a way of life. Seventh, we value inviting all to Christ. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Hey, no one on this side of eternity is too far gone, right, to receive the hope and love of Jesus Christ through turning from their sins and trusting in Him. No one on this side of eternity is too far gone. And so that's why we invite all folks to come to know Him. Invite all to come to know Him. And we share the gospel of Christ with them. And then lastly, right, we value people above performance. Listen, we're not interested in putting on a show. We're not interested in, you know, all the, you know, the hoopla of, you know, trying to lift up our own name, you know, or the name of Talatine, man. We're here to love people, man, and lift up the name of Jesus. That's what we're about at the end of the day. And so we value people above performance. Well, with that being said, let's keep moving here, right? Let's look at vision piece for 2022. Just a reminder of where we're going as a church community in large. Remember, we're all in. We're all in, right? That is what God gave us in this last year, right? The call for us, right? He's calling for us as a church in large between both locations to go all in. And you see some of the ways to go all in. Starting out, first and foremost, going all in for Christ. Right, that being first, you see, man, the call for us is to go all in for Christ. And so it's hard to see that there. The reason why we go all in for Christ, man, is because He went all in for us. Long story short, man, He gave His life for us. And so, man, our response is to give our life for Him. The call for us is to go all in for Christ. Secondly, there you see all in for Clarksville. All in for Clarksville, man. We want to continue to be a hub, right? A place where we can give hope, man, and love our city. We want to be a place that continues to bless those that are in need in our community. And so that's all of us being all in for Clarksville. Thirdly, there you see, man, we're all in for children. One of the biggest demographics here in Clarksville are kids. A lot of you in here have kids. And so, man, we want to continue to be a church that's all in for kids, loving our kids, meeting them where they are. Man, and seeing them come to faith in Jesus and helping them to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of Him. So that this isn't just a faith that was yours, that as soon as they leave the house and go to college, they don't possess anymore. See that they have a faith of their own, right? And they're folks that live for Him even whenever they leave the house. And so all in for kids. And then lastly, all in for the church. And so if we want to go to that last slide there, all in for the church, Brother Matthew, if you don't mind going there. I want to spend some time there real quick, just reminding us of where we're going. We able to get it up there? We're not. Okay, it's fine. That's fine. All in for the church. What that simply consists of, right? As we've talked about before, looking to expand here at Talatown, right? But also expand at Sango and looking to launch a third campus in the long run. Just a reminder for us here, Sango, our Sango community, they were blessed with over $2 million worth of land, $2 million worth of land and dirt work that was done. And so they're looking to expand soon. For us here at Talatown, the big thing is trying to find land. All right, we got it up. Awesome. You see some of the figures there and what that looks like. Sango, again, they're moving forward just because they were given $2 million worth of land. For us, really, the big prayer emphasis for the year for us is asking for the Lord to provide land for us, really, is what that is. Whenever, you know, we can find land, we'll begin the process of moving towards building a new space. And so that's really the big emphasis. And I invite you guys to join me and the staff in praying for that this year. Man, asking for the Lord to provide provide land. We've reached out. We've done had some other inquiries. Hadn't really been able to find anything yet. And so continue to pray for us. We'd love to stay in this general area here. And so that's what All In for the Church looks like. And then you see up top there, that's new, Dunbar Cave Baptist Church. Don't know if you guys know where that is. That's near the center of town, right off Wilma Rudolph, close to Austin Peay. But Dunbar Cave Baptist Church, an older Baptist church that has been struggling some. Well, they basically have reached out, to see if, folks would come in and revitalize the work, essentially. And so we're prayerfully considering what that looks like. We're going to start next week, going through a 40-day, prayer for church revitalization guide with their few members that they have left. After that, obviously approach them. And if all systems are go, then they would officially become a Living Hope campus. They'd be Living Hope Dunbar Cave. And so we're still working through all that. Don't have anything cemented yet, but this was just something that God just put in our lap. And so we're super excited about that. Again, another great opportunity to be able to reach, part of the city there in Clarksville for him. And so we're super excited about that. And so I'll keep you in the loop as more details come there. And so with that being said, you see the growth map here, the timeline. And you notice, those of you who remember, you might have noticed a shift in some of the dates. We have essentially moved everything to the right a year on the timeline, mainly because, with COVID, building costs, have skyrocketed. And so it's not like we're permanently saying, no, we're not going to build anymore. We're still moving on things. But between that and God placing Dunbar Cave in our heart and in our lap, we feel it's best to move the timeline to the right a year. And so spring 2023, you see the info there for Sango. Easter 2024, move into the Sango building. And then on the heels of that, begin building at Tylertown, right, as we find land. Easter 2025, move into our building. And then began intentional ministry at New Providence on the west side of town. And then fall 2026, launched the New Providence campus. And so what does that mean for us here? What that means is, hey, we're still going to have church here. Man, we're still going to lift up the Lord. We're still going to have church in our two services here. And we're still going to keep doing our thing. And so super excited about that. Super excited for what the Lord has in store. But again, be praying for us for land. And space to be able to build so we can continue to multiply in terms of our ministry. And so there's the timeline there. Well, with that being said, then, what does that mean for us? What is the so what? What is our response, right, to where we're going? What God has done this last year, but where we're going moving forward as a church in large. You see the statements there. The response is fourfold for us in here today. Number one, right, our response is first and foremost to pray at all times. Let's pray at all times, man. It's to seek the heart of God, right, man, and seek his heart, seek his face, man, and ask for him to continue to do great and mighty things here. Ask him to continue to save folks. Ask him to continue to grow people in the grace and knowledge of him, man. It's us seeking God. I can't just be the only one seeking the Lord on this, man. It's got to be us together, man, praying at all times, asking for God to continue to send his rain, continue to send his revival fire, and to continue to see life change. And so pray at all times is number one. Secondly, all right, the call for us is to choose to give. Choose to give. All of us, man, choosing to be all in giving. Right, and what that looks like is, hey, seeking God on what that looks like for your life and choosing to give something, starting out somewhere, but understanding, right, and having the right posture in mind. Man, I give, man, because Christ Jesus gave us the greatest gift, being himself. And so that looks like us choosing to give. Thirdly, right, what that looks like for us is choosing to be folks that care. That care. Hear my heart here. My hope in 2022 is for this room to be more than just a room with a sea full of faces of folks that may just wave at each other every now and again and then leave, but don't have any real conversation, don't have any real connection or community with anybody. Man, I want for us to be a people that truly care for one another, able to have conversations and love each other, man, even though we look different, even though, man, we're in different seasons of life. us being able to fellowship together, man, because we both know Jesus. Because, man, we love Jesus and know Him. That's what I hope for, man. That starts with us choosing to truly care for one another. And so that means for, hey, just being real, those of us in here that have been here a while, that means you, man, stepping out and extending an olive branch, and welcoming that new person that comes and that's here. That means those that have been invested for a little while, right? Stepping out, perhaps, of that little group you've got for a little while, right, and invited that person to come be a part of that group. Man, that's how we show true care, man, and love for one another, man. So welcoming everybody. And so, man, third thing for us is to choose to care, to love one another. Love one another. Then fourthly and lastly is this, right? Our response ought to be to choose to share. Choose to share, man. Invite neighbors to Christ, man. Share the good news of Jesus Christ, man. How are folks going to come to know Him, man, if there's no preacher? Hey, I got good news. You're the preacher. Those in here who know Christ, you're the preacher. You're the ambassador, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5. Because we're a new creation, man, that's our identity now. You're the ambassador. And so you step in and as Paul mentioned, implore folks, man, hey, be reconciled to God. Share the good news so that folks can come to know Him. I'll end with this. Psalm 37. Psalm chapter 37. As we conclude this morning, right, we talked about ways that we respond. What's our response for this year, right? That's all of us doing these four things. But God brought these two verses to my heart and life just this morning. As I was thinking and praying on how I wanted to end things. Psalm chapter 37, verses 23 through 25. King David, right, he wrote this psalm. You know, David, shepherd boy turned king, man after God's own heart, wrote this psalm, the entire psalm, but verses 23 through 25 really stick out. This is what it says. It says this, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand." Aren't you glad the Lord upholds your hand today? Verse 25. "I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread." When you read that, those couple of verses, you can almost picture, right, King David, as he's penning out those verses, reflecting back to his time of life, right? Especially verse 25. You can think back to, you can look at, see him think back to the time when he was a shepherd, right? And how faithful God was to protect him from the lions and the bears and all the wild beasts that were coming against him as he was just tending the flock there. And him playing on his harp, man, probably singing praises to God. You can look at it and see, right, him thinking back to the time when he was anointed as a king, even though he was a shepherd, man, least of his brothers there. He was anointed to be the next king of Israel. And man, his joy and excitement and just him thanking God for allowing him to be a part of that role. Man, you can see David, right, thinking back to the joys of life, right, and thinking, man, God's been good. But you can also see him perhaps reflecting back to some of the bad parts of his life. Whenever he was at the lowest part of his life, when he had just committed adultery and murder. And think back to the faithfulness of God whenever he ran to him, right? That Psalm 51 psalm that he wrote, right? That psalm of repentance. And thinking how God was faithful, man, to forgive him. Or that time when he's on the run, right, from his own son looking to kill him. And David's thinking back rejoicing, man, God, you hadn't forsaken me yet. You protected me. I'm hiding out in a cave. My son's crazy. I'm hiding out in a cave, but you've protected me. In the same way, friend, right, that God is yet to forsake the righteous. In the same way that God is yet to stop being faithful. He's that today. He's able to do great, continue to do great things here at Tylertown, right? But he's able to continue to do great things in your life as well. And in the life of your family. He is. He is. He hasn't stopped being faithful. And so our response to that known fact, right, is to choose to be folks, man, that love Him with all of our heart. Choose to be folks, man, that pray without ceasing. Choose to be folks that give to what matters to build God's kingdom. Choose to be folks that share this hope with those that are around for His glory. Choose to be folks, man, that choose to love other believers and meet them where they are. Man, because of His faithfulness. Because of faithfulness. I'll sum it up like this. Hey, because of the fact that God is faithful, your response in 2022 ought to be to choose, man, to devote your life to Him. Give your life to Him. And say, God, I'm with You no matter what. I'm all in for You no matter what. It's not, hey, I'm with You until that first storm of life hits in mid-January and then I'm off the ship. No. I'm with You in every season of life. Knowing that You're able. Will you choose to have that kind of faith in 2022? Will you choose to be that kind of believer in 2022? One that says, man, I devote my life to You. Because I've yet to see the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. With heads bowed and eyes closed, I'm going to ask for the band to come up. And as they come up this morning, we're going to end with celebrating and singing about the greatness of God. Sing that great song, Great Are You, Lord. But before we do that, I'd be remiss not to open up for an opportunity for folks to respond today. I know sermon time looked a little different today. I joke around often, right? We say that this year, this State of the Church address is our one, quote-unquote, business meeting a year, if you will. We celebrate what God's done and look forward to what's ahead, But even though it's been different, you know, maybe you're in here and you need to respond today. Maybe you're in here today and the truth of the matter is 2021, it didn't have much to celebrate in your life and in your area. And you still got the mess, you know, you still got the messes of 2021 that you got to clean up in 2022. Maybe your response is to choose to, man, run to the Lord and ask for Him to continue to uphold your hand. Continue to remind you of His faithfulness. Ask for Him to continue to help you to learn how to worship Him, not just with your lips, but with your life, even when it's tough. Maybe you're in here and been coming for a little while, but truth of the matter is you're not invested yet. You know, you enjoy coming, worshiping, but not invested. You're not plugged into community. You're not giving to build God's kingdom. And maybe your response this next year is to choose to do that. Say, God, I'm all in. Perhaps the struggle's been because of church hurt in the past or other issues, but God's still good. He's still faithful. Maybe your response is to jump in. Maybe you're in here today and the truth of the matter is you hadn't been able to celebrate because you don't know the God who's worth celebrating. You don't have a relationship with Him. Maybe your response is to turn and trust Him. Listen, I don't know where you are today, but I'm going to pray for us. And as I pray, listen, you do business with do business with Him. Whenever I say, man, we're going to stand and sing, and maybe you need some extra prayer, I'll be down front. I'd love to pray with you. We've got a few folks in the back. I'd love to pray with you. Liz Haugen's back there. Brother Cody Clark. RJ Valdivia, one of our deacons, he's in the back. He'd love to pray with you. Maybe you just need some prayer, just some encouragement. I don't know where you are today, but I'm going to pray for us. And you respond as the Lord leads. Lord God, we love You. We thank You. We thank You for who You are, Lord. We thank You that Your mercies are new every morning, Lord. thank you that giving us another year, if you will, to live. And we're excited for what's ahead, Lord, in this new year. We'll pray that, God, you continue to encourage us, God, to devote our life to you. God, we ask that you'd stir our affections for you more deeply. Lord, help us to be these Christians that yearn for you, hunger for you. God, we celebrate all that you've done in the life of Tylertown in the last year, Lord. God, but we look ahead to 2022, God, excited and expectant, knowing that you're just getting started here. And so, Lord, we give this place to you, Lord. It's your work. It's your work. And Lord, we ask that you continue to move in a mighty way. You continue to save people. God, you continue to grow people in the grace and knowledge of you. Continue to grow community amongst your saints here, Lord. You continue to grow in our hearts a desire to share our faith with those that they can come to know you. I continue to do those things. God, I pray for all those that are in this room this morning, Lord, walking through various things. Lord, I pray that, God, you would lift up your countenance towards them, Lord. God, give them your peace in this new year, God. Remind them, Lord, as what David mentioned, his whole life, God, he had yet to see the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. You are faithful. Remind them of your faithfulness. Remind me of your faithfulness. God, and help us to choose to be folks that are devoted to you. God, willing to worship you, not just with our lips, but with our life and every season of life. Lord, we love you. We thank you. And we ask these things all in your gracious and heavenly name. And all God's people said, amen.